Part 8, Bloody Sunset. Gutter sat on a bench overlooking the harbour. The docks below as quiet and as still as the placid sea beyond. Winter had muted the landscape for as far as could be seen. Large chunks of snow slowly drifted downwards, each flake fluffy and impossibly white against the grey backdrop, even the setting sun unable to penetrate the stony cold. She didn't know how long she had sat here, aimlessly watching. Some hours, if she had to guess, just staring at the sun as it fell from the sky. Soaked through, she ignored how her pale skin shivered against the settling frost, the same numbness which had taken root in her heart come to eclipse the rest of her. The death of rage was supposed to have lifted some great burden. In truth, it had become a noose around her neck. With her final murder, the faces and voices of all her other victims had swum into focus, condemning what her life had become. The freedom she had dreamt of for years tasted like ashes, pitiful and bitter. No escape at all. Ox didn't try to hide his approach. His broad and muscular body as ill-suited to sneaking around as his hard demeanour. Gutter simply offered him a nod when he joined her, without turning to face him.
I was captured by them, before you. I don't envy what you went through in those depths. I know all too well of that torment.
His voice was strangely calm, in spite of his brutish appearance. It's the tone of a man offering her sympathy. Gutter didn't return his kindness, hers long lost.
Do you, Master Butcher? I doubt we share the same scars.
There was no way he could have known the brutal horrors of her escape. He ignored her contemptuous tone.
The bastards couldn't break me, and I grew stronger for that. The cage taught me to find myself again, who I really was. The forgotten man from years past, stripped away the shell of bullshit surrounding me.
Ox paused, the next words difficult for him.
But I only made it because I had someone on the outside. My mark was still stamped on the world, no matter how they tried to tear it from me.
She turned to study at him, his face glowing umber from the sunset. He met her gaze and continued.
I know you didn't have that luxury. What you had to do, you did alone. I doubt anyone will pay you respect enough for that feat.
Gutter desperately tried to keep the sorrow from her face. In spite of her flinty reserve, the Master Butcher had struck a chord within her. Mentally, she willed away the tears beginning to form at the edges of her eyes. His eyes bored into hers, unflinching and relentless.
Time enough has passed with you and your own, I reckon. There is a kindred spirit in you, Gutter, the soul of a ruthless and bloodthirsty killer, crafted by the Pirate King, sharpened to a lethal edge by your hatred for the traitor.
She averted her gaze, pulling her head away from his fierce glare. Down below, a crew were preparing to set sail, and Gutter stared at the tiny figures enviously. Their carefree world appeared to within touch of her fingertips, yet in reality was nigh on impossible to reach, kept from her by invisible bars. She considered the Master Butcher's words. Maybe she was little more than a heartless murderer now. Trying to hold on to an ideal of the girl she had once been seemed futile. A figure she didn't recognize stepped boldly into sight, waiting a respectful distance away. Gutter looked sideways at him, eyes drawn to the long knives and whetstone at his belt. He clearly didn't intend to draw one of them in attack, thick arms crossed over his chest. Older than her, he wore maturity well, temples peppered grey. It lent authority to his demeanour, the same intimidating aura of command she saw in Ox or the Grand Brewer. The Master Butcher nodded in greeting before turning his attention back to her.
The time for preamble is spent, Gutter. I must depart. And I would take you with me. The only question now remains with you. Are you ready to join us? Come home to your true kin.
Gutter paused before answering. Looking at the knives adorning Ox's companion, she could easily imagine the likely consequences of turning the Master Butcher down. But that didn't matter. It simply wasn't an eventuality she cared to entertain. Mentally, she bid a final farewell to her past. On the horizon, the sun finally fell. It left a crimson stain in the skies, coloured in deadly vibrancy, yet utterly bereft of warmth. The vicious woman, cast by its ruddy shade, nodded in acceptance. A forsaken and broken princess no more. Bloody Sunset was written by Sherwin Matthews and is the sole property of Steamforge Games Limited and is reproduced here with their kind permission. The music was Ophelia's Dream by bensound.com.